Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am really excited to talk to my friend from right here in the D, Carl B. Phillips. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Randy. It's such a pleasure to be talking to you on today. Just another great day.
It is a great day, and I'm really thrilled to talk to you because we follow each other on social media. You know all that's going on with me. I know what's going on with you, and that's why we're here today. You have some brand new music, but we'll get to that. But during this pandemic, what has changed for you, and how have you been doing?
You know, I've been doing fine. My job transitioned where we're all working from home, So that's something new for me. I had to break out my cooking skills for a couple of months because I hadn't used those in a while. So that's been a challenge. But on a serious note, one of the things that really changed for me is my church, the bass player at my church. The last time we had church service was in March, and that was the last time I saw him. Mm. He ended up with COVID and passed 3 months later. So we had his funeral back in June. So our first time back in church was for a funeral for the bass player of our church. So That kind of makes it a reality for you because you hear things, you see things, but when you know someone personally that's been affected by COVID, that's what's kind of a wake-up call, like this thing is real.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that the civil unrest and racial inequality has also been on the forefront of your mind as well.
You know, it's true. Being born in the 60s, it's kind of interesting because I lived through the riots, And it's kind of interesting to me that Detroit riots were caused because of police shooting a black person.
Yep.
And where are we again 40, 50 years later? We're still in the same situation. So when you look at everything that's going on, it's interesting how we still have to fight these same battles.
Yeah.
And we're still fighting, we're still marching, we're still going forward trying to get these things corrected.
Yeah, I remember seeing the riots too. We spoke about that actually on our individual pages. But you have been also busy. You're still ministering music, and you did something that is timely and timeless as well. Tell everybody about it.
Well, Randy, I was watching everything that's going on, and growing up in the 70s, I remember hearing the song Heaven Help Us All by Stevie Wonder. And as I was watching what was going on, Heaven Help Us All kept ringing in my head and ringing and ringing and ringing. So I reached out to my MD, a young man by the name of Brandon Holland. Like, Brandon, I need you to create a new track off of this song. Everything came together so fast. We got the track on a Sunday. We did the background on Monday. We did the vocals on Tuesday and Thursday. And 3 weeks later, we submitted for release, and it's coming out on July 31st. So I've learned in serving God, when things come together like that, it's a purpose, and it's something that the people need to hear.
I'm Carl B. Phillips. We're facing some challenging times right now, from COVID-19 to injustices. My prayer today is that heaven will heal our land. We need heaven to help us all. Heaven, we need you to help those families who lost loved ones to coronavirus and injustices. Heaven, we need you to help us all.
Oh, I am so excited about this song. This is Carl B. Phillips from right here in the D. Heaven help us all. Thank you so much for listening to the call of God on this one.
And Randy, this has really blown me away, the way everybody has received this. I also have to give a shout out to the two vocalists that are working with me on this, James Murray and Steve Anderson, dynamic young men. They're gospel artists also. So for them to lend their voices to the project means a whole lot to me.
Absolutely. Well, how can we get a hold of this song, and where can we follow you?
You can follow me on my website at carlbphillips.com. Social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Carl B. Phillips. It's available on all digital outlets. Randy, I appreciate you so much just for this opportunity and for playing the music and for all that you do for gospel music in Detroit.